This is from Cemetery Bird. The scene is December 1983 in DuPo, Illinois. The protagonist is living with her grandmother because her mom's in rehab. The wind blew hard today. Two vases fell over in the cemetery, and the dried-out flowers scattered across the graves. I lean on the fence, watching the mockingbird. He lands among the tumbled vases, inspects the flowers, then takes a large white mum, not too wretched, and flies it up into an oak tree. I never noticed, but there are more dead flowers draped higher up. The bird gets another one and sets it on a branch. "Hey, dude," I say. "I'll come back when you aren't busy. I got something to show you." In my right fist, I've got a buckeye. Grandma doesn't like me to walk home in the alley. I cut through the backyard, so it looks like I came home up the street. I traded for the buckeye at school, gave 2 pennies I squashed on the railroad track to Jamie Anderson for his 3 buckeyes. They had reddish fuzz on them, and they fit together, tied as triplets, inside a barely gaping pod. After 4 days on my windowsill, the pod opened up. I took the buckeye from one end and kept it with me. It rubbed to a glossy brown, the color of Dad's hair. When I set it back in the pod, it still fit close to the next one, but the color was different. 2 fuzzy buckeyes and a smooth dark one, like a half-brother. "Hi, Grandma, I'm home." I throw my coat on the bed and stick the buckeye in the front pocket of Kenny's old jacket. "You don't have to yell," she says. "I haven't yet fixed you a snack." "You don't have to. I'm going down the street to the playground." I grab a banana from the kitchen counter. Grandma frowns. "You just came from school. I'd think you'd want to be home for a minute." I shrug. "It isn't home." "Go on," she says. "Are you warm enough in that thing?" "It's a jacket," I tell her, and run, and too late, remember not to slam the door. When I get to the playground, I wonder why I came. There's no one playing, not this soon after school. I don't like these kids anyway. The buckeye got warm in my pocket. On top is a little point, not sharp enough to scratch, and on the bottom a light spot like a scab. The curved outside looks the most like the eye of a deer, or a little bit like Mom's eyes, dark brown with an even darker rim. Last Saturday when I was raking leaves, Dad called. Grandma told me he was coming with Kenny on Sunday. They were here for Thanksgiving, so why would they come 2 weekends in a row? I thought maybe he missed me. When they got here, Dad took me on a walk. That felt funny, because Grandma doesn't really like to be with Kenny. He makes her nervous. We walked down by the old depot. My grandpa worked on the trains when Dad was little. Once before when we were here, Dad showed me how to put pennies on the track and let the train smash them. Lincoln's face gets smeared, grotesque as fly guts. I like doing it. The way the metal gets too hot to touch, and the sharp edge at the end. But the picture makes me sick to look at it. "Your mom left the rehab," Dad said. A whistle blew down at the highway crossing. Trains still come through here, but they don't stop. At first I was glad, since she didn't like the rehab anyway. But then I remembered about the court order. "When will she be home?" Dad placed a foot on the rail. His bootlace trembled, just barely. "Well, nobody knows where she is exactly, and the rehab was part of her probation." He fished change from his pocket, handed me 2 pennies, and kept 1 for himself. I touched the vibrating rail, then put the pennies on the track. A tear dripped onto my hand, and I wiped it quickly on my jeans. "Now can I come home?" I wanted to ask, but I didn't want him to see me cry. We stood for a long time, waiting for the train, and then enduring the wind of it, the shrieking of metal on metal. When it was gone, Dad took a bandana from his pocket and collected the hot, flattened pennies. "I don't want to leave Kenny there too long," he said. We started walking back. He gave me all 3 of the pennies. "I wish I could bring you back with me," he said. "Your grandma isn't easy to live with. I'm proud of you for doing such a good job of minding her and helping out." I nodded, tears threatening again. He put a hand on my back. "It's going to be a while, Jen. Kenny can't supervise you, and I've got to work. But you're nearly 12. "I won't be 12 for 6 months. His big hand squeezed my shoulder, and then he went into the house to talk to Grandma. Kenny and I walked down to the playground. We sat in the old creaky swings, and he told me more. Mom ran off with a redneck in a red pickup truck. She met the guy in rehab, and he wore a cowboy hat, and they left together, The police have been looking for them. You think she's coming back, Kenny said, don't you? He pushed back his hair. It's getting so long, it hangs in his eyes. She doesn't want to come back. All she wants to do is get loaded and act like a slut. Even if she did want to come back, she's violated her probation. I looked up. His chin jutted out. She's going to the pen, he said. She'll get in there and cause trouble and never get out. He started to laugh, then got up and walked away. I only jumped on him because he laughed. Grandma should have seen what I did to Kenny. It wasn't very ladylike. Even if he is bigger, I can take him down when he doesn't see it coming. I pounded him, and he got away and ran, so I chased him. When I caught up, he was crying. I pretended I didn't notice. We walked around the block, then ended up back at Grandma's house because there wasn't any place else to go. Grandma stood us on the porch and slapped away the twigs and dirt with long strokes of her palm. Looks like you laid down on the ground and just rolled. Old bat, she beat Kenny like a rug, and he's turning 15. At least she didn't call us little wild Indians. Mom will come. Maybe she'll ditch the pickup guy and hitchhike here. Maybe the two of them will come if he's nice. I held the Buckeye to the sun and blotted out. A Buckeye eclipse. Probably what Kenny said was right. Mom will go to jail again if she gets caught. But we could go to her reservation. They have different laws there. Maybe she would remember how to live there, even if she wants to forget. It would be better. I'd be with her.